pull one's weight to supersize and grow your business. Sharon Horn Elstrom here. And our idiom today to coincide with this year's annual challenge, the BU 365 Day Challenge, to do one thing every day that improves us, is to pull one's weight. I've always heard this as pull your own weight, pull your weight, etc. But they all mean the same thing. They all mean that when you're in a group, you need to do your fair share. You need to be putting in as much effort as everyone else is. All of us have been involved in teams, usually in school. I think in education, they do a lot more team things. But even back when I was in college, a long, long time ago, we did group projects. And there was always somebody that stepped up and led the project. There were a couple people that did work on the project. There was always that one person. There were very few teams throughout my lifetime in any setting, come to think of it, where there hasn't been one person that just shirked their responsibility, didn't do their fair share, didn't do anything for the most part, didn't really even participate. But since it was a group project, they got credit for doing the project just along with the rest of us or with the rest of the people in the group. And that's a whole dynamic. We could probably spend a whole day training or a whole day workshop on how to deal with teams and team members and people, you know, contributing in a fair and equitable manner, or at least pulling their own weight in that situation. This idiom, this expression, pull one's weight, comes from the sport of rowing, where you have a team of people that row oars through the water, the crew, the scully, I don't know what that is, scullying, and then the rowing people. So you have crew rowing and scullying. I don't know what scullying is. If anybody knows, share in the comments below. I'm not a rower, obviously. But in that sport, everyone in the boat, as the oars are pulled through the water, depending on what their task is on the team, is responsible for pulling their own weight, literally and figuratively. They're all expected to do as much as they can, do the best they can to help their team succeed or win. We want to do the same thing in life, right? We do it in relationships. In our marriage, guess what? We each have to pull our committed relationship. Both parties have to pull their own weight. One of my the things I used to laugh about is people think that marriage is 50-50, but it's really not. It's 100-100. Each person in the relationship, and the same is true on a team, needs to give 100% of themselves. They need to give their all in order for the relationship to work. Same is true of building and growing and supersizing our business. If we only give 50% of our commitment, what are the chances of us supersizing and growing our business? Less than 50% for sure. If we give 100% of our effort and our desire and our passion and our decision-making and our problem-solving and our personal development and skills and abilities to growing and building and supersizing our business, we're a lot closer to 100% probability of doing that and achieving those goals and objectives than if we don't go all in. So I would love to know your personal experience with this particular idiom or expression. I can literally think of hundreds and hundreds of examples of people going above and beyond and pulling their weight and other people's as well as the opposite, where I've been involved with groups and organizations and teams and on committees where some people are just there to put to put it on their resume or to get some kudos and publicity from being a part of something that they actually aren't a part of at all. They're not participating. All right, have an awesome day. If I can help you anyway, ask. Otherwise, I will be with you tomorrow with another interesting idiom. What does it mean? Where does it come from? How can we apply it to our business? And this month, I'm doing one that corresponds with No Nonsense November for our annual challenge. All right, have a great day, and I'll be with you tomorrow.